Hi, and welcome to Math Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math Musings. Today's date is Friday, June 16th, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode number 24 of our show. That's 24 on the year. And I was thinking, of course, about the number 24 because here I'm always mentioning something about numbers. 24, I mean, it was the name of a TV show, which was related to the fact that there are 24 hours in a day. In that Mike Greenberg book I was talking about last week, where he's taking the numbers 1 through 100 and associating something from the world of sports with each of the numbers, which I just think is a brilliant idea, and I'm constructing my own right now. I'll share that with you at some point. He had Willie Mays as 24, and like, yeah, that's tough to disagree with. And it's one of those, it's like, well, depending on how old you are or when you were a kid, really, when you were growing up, you're thinking of one person or another as, you know, oh, this is the greatest baseball player I ever saw. Well, if you're a certain age, you probably would say Willie Mays. If you're my age, you say Ken Griffey Jr. Like that might be my 24. I might go with Mays. I have not decided yet. As I make this awkward transition into welcoming you to today's program, this is one of those where I'm a little bit current on what has occurred in the world. Sometimes I've filmed, record these things ahead. I can say this, and this is one of those, if you've been following on the website, that's MikeO'ConnellJr.com, I've made mention this as well, the Denver double, and actually, it's a little bit more than that, because now this isn't going to mean anything to 99% of the American population, more than that. It's like, how many people can claim this? Now, I do have a close friend who went to the University of Connecticut, and also now lives in the Denver area. Like, I mean, I'm sure he's not the only one. There's got to be some people who can claim that. There's got to be some UConn alumni who are now living in Denver. I'm sure that's the case. It's a few dozen people, whatever it is. That they have pulled off the basketball double this year of UConn and the Denver Nuggets winning championships. And then there's also this, and this is the kind of thing where, okay, if my job, if my actual like paid job were looking up random sports statistics, if I were a paid sports researcher, this is the kind of thing that I would spend hours trying to figure out. But as far as I know, like there's limiting returns and diminishing returns on what you can dig for if it's just your hobby. Now, I think this is true. I wrote about this on the website. Like, I know there's never been a case where one city has won basketball and hockey championships the same season. You know, those seasons end about the same time every year. Has there ever been a case, though, an unusual case like this one, where it's like, okay, Colorado Avalanche win the Stanley Cup in 2022, but that ended after the NBA Finals of 2022. So really, it's like the next one that happens, even though it's 351 days later, you know, that's not quite a year that you could claim for at least 24 hours that, you know, Denver, the city of Denver has got, okay, it's owning both championships at the same time. It's Avalanche and Nuggets owning both championships at the same time. By the way, congratulations, Denver Nuggets. Like, that's the Denver double. And it would take a minute to, like, all right, comb through, like, break out the microfiche and, like, you know, scroll through all the previous years of whether this has ever actually occurred. I couldn't find it. If someone out there is investing more time than I am at my hobby, like, okay, let me know if this ever occurred. I am kind of fascinated by, like, cities with multiple championships. And there have been a few cases, and we've talked about that, I hope, and on this program, and I know I've written about it on the blog a million times. And you had the chance with the Miami double this year, if it was, you know, Heat, Panthers, but... And that's the kind of thing where, I mean, it was the 10th time that two teams from the same city have been playing in the finals at the same time. And all 10 times, I mean, it has never happened. I mean, it's a 25% chance. It's basically like two coin flips. You would think it would occur. Like, given something that's going to happen 25% of the time, and I give you 10 chances at it, like, you know, you'd think you'd get it. But no, never had. Still never had. But this unusual Denver double, it's like the Tiger Slam. We're calling this one the Denver double. Unusual way in which it's occurred. So, a third of the way through the show, I've mentioned nothing thus far. I will say this, I'm enjoying summer vacation. I usually have about 36 hours of summer vacation between the time that like our responsibilities as a teacher, as teachers, end, and then the summer programming things that I always sign up for. I sign up for every hazardous assignment that I can over the summer because I do like being a teacher, and I, you know, I like the extra money that they give you for these things too. Like, why not? Keeps me in the rhythm. Now, I'm not saying that I try to fill up all my life with work. That's like, you'll literally see this later. That is rule number one. Don't do that, but keep yourself in the rhythm and make time for your family as well. That's kind of the whole point of life. More on that later. As you may recall from last week, I was talking about my birthday. Now, my birthday extended through the weekend. Two things, really. One of them was a lifelong goal. The other was just a further example of, well, now I'm the dad in the story. One that I took my son to school with me. On one of those days where teachers had to go in, but students were off, I took my son to school with me, which is like the kind of thing I did as a child. Most times I was going with my mom because she worked at a school that was closer to our house. A couple times I remember going to my dad's school, but not too often. His school was a few more miles up the road. Anyway, it was one of those, it's like, well, now I'm the dad and I'm getting to show it off. Like, it reminded me very much, and I watched this episode with my son, that episode of The Wonder Years where Kevin goes to work with his dad, who's like, no one ever knows what their father does for a living. Like, Kevin's like, what do you do at work? I knew what my father did for a living. Actually, it didn't occur to me for a long time. I was assumed he was a tennis coach and a car mechanic because those were the things I always saw him doing. I was probably like 13 before I realized, wait a minute, he has the same job that mommy does. They're both teachers. I just never see him because his school is 10 miles away and mommy's school is half a mile away. Anyway, and so that was exciting for me, getting to show off my son around the office. And then the other, introducing my son to this place called Camden Yards in Baltimore. And that was a lifelong goal of mine. It was one of those cards, got to tear up the cards, bringing my son to his second major league ballpark. That is now double the number of ballparks I went to with my own father. We went to Yankee Stadium quite a number of times, but that was the only place we went to. My son has now been to Nats Park and Camden Yards. He's been to a National League game and an American League game. And got to see a win, too. And appropriate, of course, is Sunday is Father's Day. That's why, by the way, why, if you could put that together, why I mention all of this. And then further action this summer, it's just more of the same. I mean, more baseball. We're going up to Cooperstown. You can see the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're going to Atlantic City, where I spent so much of my childhood vacations. I'll probably hit up Binghamton, too. Maybe ride the carousel. You know, we're never there in the summer, so the carousel is never open. I mean, if you're going to Binghamton, that's the thing to do. There's only so many things to do in Binghamton. Ride the carousel. Two things I like about it. One, it's old. Two, it's free. That's Mike O'Connell for you right there. Something old and free? Yes, definitely. Because as I've mentioned many times before, I am embracing the Michael O'Connell Sr. lifestyle. I'm embracing family and time with family. I'm in a position now, not just that it's summertime, like I do this in the school year too. It's like I make it a point now, being 41 years old, like the first 40 years of my life, I never did this, to be in a position where I don't have to clog up my off hours with work or scheduling activities and, you know, work adjacent activities. If we're not doing, AAU basketball and sleepaway soccer camps and everything else that, you know, parents are clogging up their kids with, my family, we spend time together as a family, and I've really enjoyed this. And like, we get to spend 99% of evenings together. When you're in a position to do that, do it, because who knows? I mean, your children will be young for only so long. So I've appreciated, like, this point in my life kind of being in the position to do that. And then, of course, being Father's Day, it's time to bust out this one again. I have read these rules before. I have posted them online before. It seems as though the first time I put this online was Father's Day 2015. I may have put it up again, you know, once or twice, maybe around Father's Day, maybe my dad's birthday. But this is rules my father taught me. And even if he never literally said these words or, like, wrote this down for me, this is what I picked up from Michael J. O'Connell, living with him for the 24 years as I did. These are the rules that I picked up. And number one is the aforementioned, put yourself first. And number two, never let work get in the way of your hobbies. I guess those are like one and 1A, really. One, put yourself first. And then two, I think I mistakenly called this the first rule either, but yeah, never let work get in the way of your hobbies. I said for my dad, it was, you know, playing tennis and working on old cars. For me, it's, you know, mostly playing music and, you know, doing the podcast and stuff like that, writing books. Never let work get in the way of your hobbies. Number three, make sure other people are more indebted to you than you are to them. I like doing favors for people, and I don't mind if people never get me back. It doesn't matter. Like, doing favors for people, like, that's my love language. That's how I say I love you. I want to do things for you. Number four, stash away as much money as possible. Yeah, and it's cash if you can. There's a certain charm in that these days. And then related, number five, but if you really want something, you should buy it. That's definitely a Mike O'Connell rule. Like, four and five, stash away as much money as possible, and then, but if you really want something, you should buy it. Just buy it. You don't want to be thinking about it after. You don't want to be thinking about buying that souvenir on the ride home. Buy it. Number six, the only person you can really trust is yourself. Admittedly, this is a bit cynical, but you know what? I'm a somewhat cynical person and have become more jaded and cynical later in life, but maybe it's useful. Trust yourself. Number seven, there is no need to meddle in the lives of others. Oh, that we could all follow such a rule. There is no need to meddle in the lives of others. Period. Number eight, it doesn't matter what other people think of you, including your relatives, friends, and coworkers. Think about that one. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. As long as you can look yourself in the mirror, you know you're not breaking any of these rules or any of, like, the real society rules. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. It doesn't matter. Number nine reads, when in doubt, consult rule number one. By the way, rule number one is put yourself first. Put yourself first. And, like, related, like, well, you know, they tell you this in elementary school. It's like, worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Or we say at work, we tell the kids, like, look, the only person whose actions you can control is you. The only person you can control is you. So when in doubt, consult rule number one. And then number 10, every once in a while, do something selfless and generous, just to keep people on their toes. I think people thought this way of my dad. They probably think of it as me, like, oh, that guy's kind of selfish and, you know, an old curmudgeon. He's like, no, but yeah, maybe that a little bit. But every once in a while, do something selfless and generous just to keep people on their toes. I'm like, oh, no, that guy really is a sweetheart. And that was my dad, and something to which I aspire as well. And ladies and gentlemen, I have appreciated sharing these thoughts with you in the last 15 minutes, and I hope you'll tune in for another 15 minutes next Friday and every Friday. In the interim, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, and as Frank Sinatra once said on Father's Day, and to all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you've enjoyed the 15 minutes. For more math and more musings, you can head to MikeO'ConnellJr.com.